Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status in the United States Billboard pop charts. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, The Marvelettes, High Energy, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston Together, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Originals, Diana Ross, and The Supremes and the Four Tops Together. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from The Miracles, Going to a Go-Go, right here on Motown.
Don't change. melt. I feel so weak. It's getting hard to go to sleep. This feeling.
Motown memory from High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off in the middle of Turning Me On, and they reached number 12 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1977, their only top 40 song. And before that, The Marvelettes with My Baby Must Be a Magician, and they reached number 17 from 1968. And we started with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Going to a Go-Go, number 11 from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Well, coming up, another great song, this time by Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, It Takes Two. Well, It Takes Two was produced by Kim Weston's then-husband, longtime Marvin Gaye collaborator William Mickey Stevenson, and it was co-written by Stevenson and Sylvia Moy. It Takes Two centered on a romantic lyric which depicted many things in life, such as dreams, love, and wishes. The theme is all these things are better with two people instead of one. Well, the single became Marvin Gaye's most successful duet single to date, and it was later outperformed by his duets with Tammy Terrell. It Takes Two was Marvin Gaye's first major hit in the UK, where it peaked in the spring of 1960. Well, here are Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together. It Takes Two, right here on Motown.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make that dream
so real. One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make
If you leave me, I'll never. lips are kissing mine.
Do you hear that bell?
Yours exclusively to enjoy any way you want to.
But it's one thing I want you to remember. If you ever leave me, I believe I'm going insane. Darling, I'll never hear the bells again.
Motown memory from the group called The Originals, and the song was called The Bells, and that reached number 12 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, number 18 from 1966, and we started with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, It Takes Two, number 14 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status on the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Well, coming up, Diana Ross with her third 45 after she left the Supremes, Remember Me, from 1970, right here on Motown Memories.
Yes, you remember the times of old.
classic song from the Supremes and the Four Tops together, River Deep, Mountain High, and they reached number 14 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1971. And we started with Diana Ross and Remember Me, number 16 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status of the United States Billboard Pop Charts. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.